Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. You can find out more about me at zakiran.com, that's Z-A-K-A-I-R-A-N, and please subscribe to my YouTube channel to receive future videos. And welcome to my video on leadership, entitled Leading from the Front. When you begin a journey of self-empowerment and becoming a leader, you may start out with 100 friends or so, and every step you take up the mountain of success, you keep inviting and calling to your friends to join you on your adventure. But every step you take to the top of the mountain, less and less people that you thought were your loyal friends will join you and continue on the journey with you, because they are afraid, because most people live their lives in fear. Most people think about what they could lose rather than what they could gain. Most people think about the obstacles rather than the opportunities. So they make no decisions and take no action towards their success and freedom. And they stay safe and comfortable in mediocrity. But regardless of how many people join you as a leader, you do not want to try to push people up the mountain because it is way too much work. And it is a complete waste of your creative energy. Instead, you want to pull people up the mountain. Or better said, you want to call people to the top of the mountain. Just keep calling and inviting people to join you on your adventure, regardless of who accepts your invitation and who disregards it. And you also do not wait for people either. You are a leader on a quest. And you are going to accomplish your quest regardless of what other people do or don't do. It is your job as a leader to invite people to join you on the journey of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. It is not your job to convince anyone to join you. Even if you succeed at convincing someone to join you, they will be a burden on the journey because they will just trudge along, bitching and moaning about how hard it is and making excuses and not noticing the amazing beauty that is all around them. And they will slow you down. You will continually have to keep inspiring them and convincing them to get off their scared, lazy asses and get moving. And that is a waste of your valuable creative energy. Instead, just keep calling, inviting your friends to join you unconditionally, whether they join you or not. In a similar way to how your source keeps calling you incessantly to joy and freedom, whether you listen to the call and accept that mission or not. As a leader, it is your job to inspire people to step up to their power. It is your job to lead by example, by showing others how to be clear and focused, and joyful and free. It is not your job to change anyone. It is only your job to be a magnet of success and abundance. It is your job to vibrate joy, freedom, self-empowerment, and confidence, to inspire people to those same qualities that we all naturally have within us if we allow ourselves to experience them without resistance. It is only your job to think, feel, and be what you wish to be, do, and have in your life, so that you show people that life is meant to be abundant, not full of lack. To show people that life is meant to be easy and magical, not difficult and a struggle. It is your job to show people that amazing relationships, abundance, adventure, health, all the good qualities of life are our natural states of being, and can be a normal, everyday reality for every one of us, easily, if we allow these gifts to manifest in our lives, without resisting them through the law of attraction, without doubting that they can manifest, and without doubting our worthiness, because our worth is not in question, without doubting our power to be, do, and have whatever we want in our lives. And when you get to the top, there will be very few of your original friends left that you began your journey with. But even if none of your friends that you started your journey with make it to the top with you, you will have acquired a massive list of even more amazing people who are courageous enough to keep hiking, to keep taking another step and another, without ever giving up. You will end up with absolutely amazing people who stumbled and got knocked down, just like you, again and again. But each one of them got up, dusted themselves off, licked their wounds, and kept walking on the journey. And when you reach the peak, the celebration will be amazing. And the people that make it with you will be the people that are most dear to your hearts. And when you get to the top, you can now see more clearly. And you can see forever. And you realize that the top of one peak is just the beginning of a never-ending journey of amazing, joyful creation. And there is always one more mountain to climb, one more adventure, one more amazing, delicious desire to create into physical reality. And you also realize that the destination is only the reason to take the journey, that the money and the goodies are fun, but what really matters is the journey itself. And what really matters is the kind of person you had to become to manifest your dreams and desires into physical reality. And what matters are the amazing people you met and acquired along the way, and the amazing joyful adventures, and the wonderful memories, and the never-ending growth and mastery that you experience on the journey of creation.